Grant Cortman here with you as we get set for district basketball action between Ogama Heights and Gladwin, having our starting lineups announced. First up for Gladwin, number two, sophomore senior, 5'6", Brady Garrett. Number four, the senior, a 6'3" senior, Lucas Mead. Number 11, senior, 6'1", Nick Wheeler. Number 13, a 6'2" senior, Caden McDonald. And number 31, a 6'1" sophomore, Seth Mead. Head coach is Mike Borellin. And now we'll get the starting lineups for the Ogama Heights Falcons. It'll start with number one, Rylan McDaniels. He's a 6 foot junior. Number two, a 5'10" senior, Cooper Klan. Number three, a 6 foot senior, Oliver Gruber. Number 12, a 6'1" senior, Hudson Hodgins. And number 23, a 5'10" senior, Quinn Kudamash. Alex Jennings is the guy. So really no true big. I mentioned the rotation of bigs. I was wondering who the odd man out was going to be with Hudson back in the starting lineup, and it's any of the bigs. That is Sawyer Dak, Mason Dunn, whoever it is. So it looks like Rylan McDaniels will probably be considered the center in this group.
Yeah, small ball at its finest, and I think they could create some opportunities for him.
So it'll be number four, Mead, and Rylan McDaniels, number one, who will head to the center stripe. Lucas Mead, the 6'3" senior, will be out there to tip it, and we'll get this district action underway. Gladwin will move from right to left, wearing their all royal blue Ogama Heights, and their white trimmed into gold will move from left to right. 8 minutes on the clock. Falcons and Flying G's are ready to go. And tip controlled by the Gladwin Flying G's. It is Seth Mead who has it up top, working on Cooper Klan. Toss to Nick Wheeler. Nick Wheeler, left-hand elbow jumper, no good. Rebound to Oliver Gruber. Gruber, right side to Rylan McDaniels, quickly up the floor. He goes on the right wing, handoff to Quinn Kudamash. Drives right to the lane, scoop layup, scores!
What a start for Ogama Heights, taking right down the lane, getting an excellent layup and starting their game off perfect.
2-0, 25 seconds into this one. Left side, Mead. He goes inside, and Hudson Hodgins knocks it out of bounds as they tried to get it into Caden McDonald, number 13. Triggering underneath will be Seth Mead, the sophomore. He goes to Lucas Mead, back up top to Garrett. Garrett on that left wing goes back to Mead in the corner. And back to Garrett up top. He drives in the lane, toss to the right side. Nothing there. Drive inside, number 13, and a foul will be called. No, a jump ball going to be called as Caden McDonald went to the rim. Gladwin won the jump ball, so Ogama Heights will get possession. And so now looks like full court man-to-man here will be played by Gladwin. Hudson Hodgins will inbound. He will go up to Cooper Klan, had the ball poked away by Garrett, but able to regain it. Gets across the half-court line, goes right side to Oliver Gruber. Up top to Hudson Hodgins. 1 minute into this one, 2-0, Ogama Heights. Hodgins screened by Gruber, works into that right corner. Goes cross-court to Quinn Kudamash. In the corner, Klan wanted to go into McDaniels. Instead, he'll go back up top. Kudamash drives inside, kick out Hodgins. Hodgins pump fake a three, guarded tightly by Mead. Pump fake again. Now he'll dribble, go inside to Gruber. Too strong, picked off by Mead. Goes to left side, Lucas Mead. Lucas Mead in the lane. He is fouled as he is short on the shot. He will go to the line to shoot two.
Ogama Heights finding themselves in foul early in the game here. They got to avoid letting it become a consistent thing. That's what we've seen in the past with them. One here early. Hopefully that doesn't get to be too big of a problem for them later on.
Foul on Quinn Kudamash. His first free throw is getting the friendly roll for Lucas Mead. Makes it 2-1. 6:42 to play here in our first quarter. Couple more dribbles. Lucas Mead gets the second one on a shooter's roll as well. That ties the game at two. Inbound to Hodgins. He will cross over on Lucas Mead and work his way down the court. Throw it up to Quinn Kudamash. Drives baseline. Reverse layup. Right side. No good. Rebound pulled down by Nick Wheeler. Wheeler will bring it up court on the left side. Drive down straight to the rim over McDaniels. No good. Rebound pulled down by McDonald. He goes up and he scores.
What a great effort right there by McDonald. Get the reverse layup off of that, too. And Gladwin getting right back to that press, showing a lot of fast energy right out of that basket.
Gets to Gruber at the half-court line. Bounces it to Cooper Klan. Two on one down the lane. Cooper Klan up short on a layup. Grabbed by Wheeler down low. Wheeler gets it to Garrett. And here come the Gladwin Flying G's. Right side is Meade. He'll hand it off to Nick Wheeler. Has the basketball up top. He'll hand it off to Lucas Meade. Lucas Meade back to Garrett. Garrett will hand it off to Nick Wheeler on the right side. Wheeler down inside McDonald. McDonald up and under and good. Makes it 6-2 Gladwin.
Another outstanding move right there. McDonald down in the paint. Really taking advantage of Oklahoma Heights not having any bigs down there.
Oliver Gruber hands it off to Quinn Kudamash. He calls out the play. 6-2 Gladwin, 5:32 to play in our first quarter. Kudamash right down the lane, tried to get a Euro step. He'll be fouled. He'll go to the line to shoot two. While he does that, let you know this game brought to you in part by Culligan Water of West Branch, Morris Clark Furniture of West Branch, Rose City Ace Hardware, and Dean Arbor Ford of West Branch. They're going to say the foul on Seth Meade was before the shot, so Kudamash will inbound from underneath. And he'll go out to Cooper Klan, and they'll set up their offense. Left side, Hudson Hodgins. Hodgins down low to McDaniels. McDaniels, floater over his left shoulder, off the back iron, no good. Rebound pulled down by Nick Wheeler. He then throws it up to Seth Meade, almost intercepted. Then to Lucas Meade, left side, Garrett. Garrett stop and pop a three. Knock it down. A 9-0 run for Gladwin. It's 9-2. Hudson Hodgins, left side for Ogemaw Heights. He drives, stops in the lane, goes up and under, over the right shoulder from the block, and good.
Wow, that's just the best player right there in the court making a play. 9-0 run. He wants to get this team on the board right there. Great job by Hudson Hodgins.
9-4, 4:45 to play. Seth Meade with the basketball up top. He'll hand it off to Garrett. Garrett works to the free throw line. Trapped there by Klan, and Cooper Klan gets a steal. Up to Quinn Kudamash. Kudamash into the lane. Goes up right side. Got it to go. And Quinn Kudamash with four early points. Lucas Meade on the defense there, but Kudamash able to score. Make it 9-6. Gladwin pull up three. Seth Meade right side. No good. Rebound Hudson Hodgins. He'll bring it up himself. Chance to tie with a three or bring it within one. Screen by McDaniels. Hodgins into the lane. He'll stop. Go cross court to Ryland McDaniels. He'll drive inside on the lane. Go up off the window, too strong, and rebound out of bounds off Gladwin. 4:05 to play in our first quarter, 9-6 Gladwin. Going to have our first sub of the game. Sawyer Dack will check in for Quinn Kudamash. They're going to get a true big into the game now. They bounce past to Sawyer Dack in the corner. Up top to Hudson Hodgins. He's going to launch the three. Knock it down. Woo!
That's that downtown area you're talking about right there. That's like Curry Range.
That was 3-4 feet behind the arc. Meade dared him to shoot it. And after a 9-0 run, a 6-0 run by the 7-0 run by the Falcons ties it at 9. Left side, Seth Meade, guarded by Gruber. Wants to get the down low to McDaniel. Up top to Lucas Meade. Lucas Meade left side to Seth Meade. Spin in the lane. Tries to go up and under. Nothing there. Goes out to Lucas. Up top to Garrett. 3:30 to play in the first. We're tied at 9. Garrett drives to the free throw line on the left side. Bounce pass into McDonald. Up and under. Clears some room and short on the layup. Rebound comes down to the 5'6" player, Garrett. He'll go cross court to Nick Wheeler. Nick Wheeler into a three. Knock it down.
Great ball movement right there by Gladwin, getting that offensive board, finding that open shot, and taking advantage of that three-pointer.
Ryland McDaniels drives into the lane, floater, lost it going up. Rebound pulled down by Garrett, and here comes Gladwin. Garrett quickly up court to McDonald. McDonald in the lane, lost it, and it will be out of bounds off of Hudson Hodgins. Checking in for Gladwin, number 3, Jace Massey, and number 30, Dalton Peters. McDonald and Garrett will sit down. Now we're having a conversation underneath the bucket. 12-9, Gladwin. We looking to change the call? We'll see what they decide here. Now they're walking back to center court. No idea what this could be, to be honest with you.
Makes two of us, Brad. Makes two of us.
Now a chat with the coach of Gladwin, Coach Varellin,
correction. That last basket was a two-point shot.
Oh, they changed. Okay, so that's what it is. They changed Nick Wheeler's three to a two. That is what the change is. So it's 11-9. Now Nick Wheeler for three. That one no good. Rebound by Peters, who scores.
Well, Wheeler took that personally and tried getting one back, but his team came through with the offensive rebound and put it back up there.
13-9, Gladwin over Ogemaw Heights. 2:40 to play in the first. Quinn Kudamash back into the game. He checks in for Hudson Hodgins. He tossed it down low to McDaniels. McDaniels fading away, scores on the in the middle of the lane. Makes it 13-11. Basketball up top is Seth Mead. Bounce pass to Peters on the left wing. Looking for action on the backside. Nothing there. So goes back up top to Mead. Mead will spread it back out and hand it off to, again, Dalton Peters. They want to go back door to either Mead or to Wheeler. Left side to Wheeler. He's trapped. And now a foul going to be called. A reach-in foul on Ogemaw Heights. It'll be their second foul. It's Rylan McDaniels, his first. 2:01 to play, 13-11 Gladwin in our first quarter. Lucas Mead will inbound, throws it all the way across to Dalton Peters. Hop step, right hand, nice play by Dalton Peters.
What a way to make a play by Peters right there. He went up there, he had to go up high for that ball, high point, it comes down to make a big play in the paint.
15-11, Oliver Gruber, basketball at the top of the key, dribbles to the free throw line. Kicks it back out to McDaniels, who drives out to Cooper Klan. He works to the short corner. Back to McDaniels on the high block. He goes in, goes over the top of the defense. No good. Rebound tipped out. And it's down to Seth Mead of Gladwin. He quickly gets up the court. Goes to the right wing. And just sets up the offense from there. Goes to Nick Wheeler, top of the key. Who then hands it back. Peters on the right side. 1:19 to play in the first. 15-11 Gladwin. Back up top to Mead. Mead drives, gets to the left block, throws up a shot, no good. Rebound down to Lucas Mead, out to Wheeler. Wheeler harassed by Quinn Kudamash, and he'll get it back up top. Left side Mead, Seth Mead for three, left wing, no good. Rebound comes down to Nick Wheeler, though, and Gladwin gets another one. Drive by Lucas Mead, floater, no good. Rebound this time pulled down by Oliver Gruber of the Falcons, quickly up court to Cooper Klan. Klan drives inside, stops, fades, and he is fouled. He'll go to the line to shoot two, 48.3 to play in the first. This game brought to you in part by the DeBolt Insurance Agency of West Branch, Colvin's Heating and Cooling, serving Northeast Michigan, H&R Block of West Branch, and Compassionate Care Home Health Services in West Branch. Cooper Klan looking to get on the board in the game. His first free throw is up, and line drive free throw is good. Cuts the lead to three. Timeout. Gladwin will take one with them on WKJC, your power station for sports. Seconds to play in our first quarter. It's 15-12 Gladwin. This game brought to you in part by Leland Home Healthcare of West Branch. West Branch Collision, Fowler's Barbershop of West Branch in the Rose City RV Center. Cooper Klan is so far 1-for-1 at the line. Timeout was taken before his second free throw. Chance to make it a one-score game, or a two-point game, I should say, and he does. 15-13, 48 seconds remaining in the first. Jogging it up is Seth Mead. Dribbles it out by the volleyball line. Goes to Nick Wheeler. Goes to the paint to Dalton Peters, who goes down low to Lucas Mead. Back to Peters. Dribbles left hand. Left side no good, but the rebound's going to come all the way out. And a fight for it controlled by Nick Wheeler. But then he goes on the ground, and now a foul is going to be called. And it's going to be on Cooper Klan. His first, team third.
How about Nick Wheeler in this first quarter? Five rebounds already.
He's been active. He's also just been lucky that these long rebounds are going to him, but he's been active.
That's effort out there, though.
They count on the stat sheet no matter what. 20 seconds remaining in the first quarter. Wheeler goes up top to Massey. Massey left side to Mead, who goes back up top to Wheeler. 10 seconds back to Lucas Mead up top. Cameron Miller guards him. Screen coming by Wheeler. Lucas Mead drives right side, hands off Massey. Massey in the lane. Up, no good. Rebound at the buzzer. Grabbed by Quinn Kudamash. So after one, it's Gladwin 15, Ogama Heights 13 on WKJC, your power station for sports. First quarter, this game brought to you in part by the Erickson Family Insurance Agency of West Branch, Debbie's Tax Service of Rose City, City in Willie's Equipment of West Branch. Gladwin starts with the basketball, leading 15-13. Left side is Garrett, and he has it tipped by Kudamash and taken away by Klan as he tried to pass it inside. Right side, Oliver Gruber. He'll drive, kick to Quinn Kudamash. Kudamash cross court to Hudson Hodgins. He'll get a screen. He'll launch a three. Knock it down.
Whoa.
Yeah, they missed a clear foul, but that is all right. 16-15, Ogama Heights takes the lead. Hudson Hodgins, 8 early points. Pass inside, knocked away by Gruber and grabbed by Hodgins. Ogama Heights up floor. It's Quinn Kudamash on the right side. He'll drive baseline into Cooper Klan. Left hand, no good. Got his own rebound. And ball on the ground. And it's thrown out of bounds off of Gladwin. Your takeaways from that first quarter, Grant?
Yeah, you know, I thought that both teams did some solid things there. And you know, I mean, Gladwin was dominating the boards. I thought they did a great job, the far ones, the close ones. And I thought Ogama Heights showed a good thing of the full court press. They were handling that very well, getting the ball up court very fast.
Ogama Heights with the basketball. Hudson Hodgins, that's just about his range, about five steep steps in front of half court there. Hudson Hodgins dribbles to the free throw line. Little turn jumper over the defense. Just misses. Rebound by Seth Mead of Gladwin. Trailing by one are the Flying G's, 16-15. Here early in our second quarter. Right side, Massey, bounce pass, Dalton Peters at the free throw line. Inside, made too strong, and it's picked off by Cooper Klan. Cooper Klan, left side to Gruber. Gruber to the free throw line. He'll kick it back out to Cooper Klan. They will start their offense. They go left side to Hudson Hodgins. Gets a couple of screens. Gets to that right wing, hand off to Quinn Kudamash. Kudamash in the lane, clear space, kick out Klan. Klan drives to the free throw line. Floater, can't get the friendly roll. And rebound tipped around, controlled by Cooper Klan of Ogama Heights. Goes right side to Hudson Hodgins. Hodgins throws over to the top to Kudamash, who got it with the foul.
And one. And that's just like you talked about on the pregame show right there. Kudamash's energy. We're talking about with the coach right there. You can see the passion on the court. And I think the rest of the team just feeds off of that.
He was calling for the ball early. Ended up getting behind his defender. And a beautiful little pass by Hudson Hodgins sets him up perfectly. Foul goes on Garrett. His first, team third. Quinn Kudamash at the line for one more. Free throw is up. It is good. Kudamash with 7 points. It's a 6-0 run to start the quarter. At one point, this game was 9-2, so a 17-6 run in total right now for Ogama Heights. Right side, Seth Mead, screen from Lucas Mead. He'll hand it back to Lucas Mead, deep in the right wing. He crosses over, works back to the free throw line, kick left side, Garrett, guarded by Kudamash. And Garrett in the lane, kick back out to Seth Mead, guarded by Klan tightly. Back inside to McDonald. McDonald, fadeaway over McDaniels. Can't get it to go. And a rebound pulled down by Hudson Hodgins. Here come the Falcons. Quickly up the floor. Figure one more bucket. Ogama might, or Gladwin might take a timeout. Step back three, Hodgins. Too strong, and it'll go out of bounds. That's one of the only players in the world you're okay with taking a step back about 2-3 feet behind the arc three, right?
Yeah, I think you feel pretty good about it. He's shown already tonight that his legs are with him, and he has the ability to make that shot. So I feel pretty good about that on the coaching.
You just want him to get in rhythm. I feel like right now, even it's, what, second, third game he's played, you just want him to shoot the basketball as much as possible. McDonald into the lane. He'll be fouled as he'll go up and shoot two. They can pick, like, four different Falcons here to get this foul. He was mauled down low. And they're going to decide it's number one, Riley McDaniels, his second. Team fourth. That'll send Caden McDonald to the line to shoot two. He had 4 points in the first quarter. Right in front of the Ogama student section. And he's long on the first. This game brought to you in part by West Branch and Rose City Automotive, the fall in of Rose City, Hodgins Asphalt Paving of West Branch, and Eden Fields Assisted Living and Memory Care of Standish. At the free throw line again, Caden McDonald. Second free throw is up, and that one no good either. And rebound grab by Oliver Gruber of Ogama Heights. He gets it to Sawyer Dak. Dak up floor to Hudson Hodgins. Hodgins thought about dribbling into a three, instead drives. Little fadeaway grabbed by Dak. Dak turns, and he is short. Back-to-back air balls short by Ogama Heights. Maybe expecting contact. Rebound comes down to Gladwin, and Seth Mead will bring it up. Seth Mead works at the top of the key. Gets a screen from Garrett. Switched off onto Sawyer Dak now. He'll drive inside right to Gruber, and no good on the shot. It's kind of, he tried to get a reverse, and it went straight up in the air. Lost it going up. Knocked out of bounds by Lucas Mead. Ball goes to Ogama Heights. Back to the full court, man-to-man, inbound to Gruber. Gruber to Cooper Klan at the middle of the floor. Quickly will go right through the lane. Layup on the left side, and it goes with some contact. Cooper Klan strong to the rim, and it's 21-15, Ogama Heights.
He just put his head right down right there and just went all the way to the hoop. Gladwin is not stopping, and what a great job at Cooper Klan right there, picking up the bucket.
Knew he was going to get hit and didn't mind. Garrett up top, left side to Lucas Mead. Gladwin needs a bucket, pump fake, drive inside, and he is mauled, and a charge is called. They could have gotten Sawyer Dak with him, but instead they get Quinn Kudamash taking the charge. That is his second foul. Lucas Meads, team fourth. Cooper Klan inbounding, handoff to Oliver Gruber, who goes right back to Klan. Right side to Sawyer Dak, into the lane on Mead. He goes up, can't get him, but got his own rebound. He goes up on Mead again, blocked by Mead. And a rebound pulled down by Seth Mead. Left side to Garrett. Garrett thought about the three. He steps back, goes inside to McDonald. McDonald works on Kudamash. Up and under's good.
It's a big bucket for Gladwin right there. They've had four offensive turnovers in the first 4 minutes. I don't think they've had a bucket this quarter yet. So that's a big one right there for Gladwin to try to get back in this game.
Gruber into the lane. Left hand too strong. Rebound pulled down by Lucas Mead. Ogama Heights, if they could just make a few more layups, be up by 10 points. McDonald has it in the short corner. Up top to Seth Mead. Straight on three. No good. Rebound pulled down by Sawyer Dak. Here comes Ogama Heights. Quickly up the floor to Kudamash in the lane. He beat everybody and missed the layup. Got his own rebound. Goes up and he'll be fouled. And go to the line to shoot two.
That's what I'm talking about. That's probably their fourth or fifth missed layup, though.
Yeah, if they win this game and end up playing on Wednesday, I think they're going to be doing a lot of layup drills tomorrow. A lot of them.
They're going to need it. Timeout, Ogama Heights, back in 30 on WKJC, your power station for sports. One final to pass along to you from around Northeast Michigan. Augray Sims picks up their second win of the year in district quarterfinal. They've topped Atlanta 35-27 today. Thanks to Ben Murphy for getting us an update on that. We'll try to get you an update on the game happening on our sister station right now between Oscoda and Whittemore. Kurt Romberger, Jeff Erickson bringing you that one right now on Hits FM 103.3 and 94.9. Quinn Kudamash knocks on the first, and here on WKJC, Ogama Heights now extends to a 5-point lead, 22-17. Second free throw by Kudamash is also good. Gives him 5 points in the quarter. He'll check out. Mason Dunn will check in. So now Sawyer Dak and Mason Dunn in the game. They started the game, no bigs. Now here with 3:35 to play in our first half, they're going to go two centers on the floor. So it'll be Seth Mead dribbling it up for Gladwin. Gets a screen, works to the left side. Goes up top to Garrett. Garrett bounce pass right side to Wheeler. Wheeler works to the top of the key. Pass inside way too strong for Massey. When do we get to make the quarterback joke? Missed that guy by 3-4 feet. 23-17. Ogama Heights now with the basketball. Looks like Gladwin changed up their defense. Going to go to a 1-2-2 press that Ogama Heights broke wonderfully. And so now it's left side Oliver Gruber. And tried to get it to Dak. Great job by Wheeler. He picks it off. Here come the Gladwin Flying G's 3-on-1. Wheeler right to the rim on Dunn. Too strong. Rebound McDonald. Too strong. Rebound Wheeler. Too strong. Rebound to Gruber of Ogama Heights, who stepped on the end line. And it'll be Gladwin basketball.
Well, that was a sequence.
That was something. That was something. Gladwin, I mentioned missed layups. How about Gladwin missing three right there? Garrett will inbound. Bounce pass right side to Mead. Corner three. No good. Rebound by McDonald. Blocked by Dak. And then off of Gladwin sends the ball to Ogama Heights. Quinn Kudamash will check in for Sawyer Dak. 6-point lead for the Falcons, 23-17, 2:41 to play in our first half. Quinton Kutemash will throw it to Gruber. Gruber breaks the press with Kutemash, who drives right to the lane, right hand guard.
And that play was set up with an excellent screen right there by Mason Dunn. He did a great job, allowed Kutemash to get wide open for that open layup and a nice easy bunny layup that time.
Great clear out by Mason Dunn. 8-point lead for the Falcons, 25-17. Left side, Seth Mead. Up top to Garrett. Right side, Wheeler. Couple steps beyond the 3-point line. He will dribble. Go behind his back. Quinton Kutemash cuts him off. Up top, Seth Mead. Dribbles to that right wing. Offense out. He drives straight line to the rim, lays it up and in. His first bucket of the night makes it 25-19. Cooper Clay and Oliver Gruber break the press. Get it up to Hudson Hodgins. He looking at straight line drive and a foul. That is the best thing could happen for Gladwin because Hudson Hodgins had the rim to himself, had an easy layup. But instead, a foul will be Gladwin's fifth. It'll be on, actually, it's team sixth. It goes on D, Connor D. Excuse me, number 11. That's Nick Wheeler. His first. Sawyer Dak checks in for Mason Dunn. 25-19. Ogama Heights leading Gladwin, 152 to play. Kutemash will go up top to Cooper Klan. Grant Cortman here with you. I believe we were off the air for a second. And let you know we're at halftime. It's 32 to 20. Ogama Heights at halftime. They ended on a great run. As we're sorry about that technical difficulty where we popped off the air. There'll be a 32-23. Hudson Hodgins knocks down another three. Before the end there, and a contested layup, Quinton Kutemash, 9 points in the quarter. But really a strong finish. It was a rough start for Ogama Heights, strong finish the rest of the way in the half.
Yeah, I mean, their second quarter was amazing. They forced a lot of turnovers. They had a lot of opportunities at layups. They missed some of them early in the quarter. They finished a lot of them late in the quarter. And that was a quarter that Ogama Heights really came out here and dominated and played a great whole 8 minutes.
We will take a break. We come back. It'll be this week in high school sports, and we'll get you back for game time in the second half here on WKJC, your power station for sports. Brad Allen and Grant Cortman here with you as minute and a half until we get the second half underway. And it is 32-23. Ogama Heights leading Gladwin. And really a spurt at the end of the first half that got it done. But how about this, Grant? It was really a tale of two players for Ogama Heights. Two different players at 13 points. Quinton Kutemash and Hudson Hodgins, each 13 in that half. Then 4 points for Cooper Klan, two for Riley McDaniels. That gets you to 32 for Ogama Heights. But when your two stars are working, you can do a whole lot of good.
Yeah, I mean, your whole offense can really just do so many more things when your top players are performing at their best there, and I think that gives you a lot more opportunities. And you talk about keys of what happened in this first half, a lot of things. I talk about the turnovers because Gladwin had 7 turnovers in that second quarter, you know, and that's a killer right there. They played a really clean first quarter. That second quarter, they turned the ball 7 times, and Ogama Heights capitalized off a lot of that turnover. That's a big reason for their success right now, being up 9 points going into the second half.
Leading scorer on the way for Gladwin was Caden McDonald. Excuse me. He had 6. They were a little bit more spaced out. Jace Massey and Dalton Beaters each had 4 off the bench. Brady Garrett had 3. Then Lucas Mead, Nick Wheeler, and Seth Mead all had 2. That gets us to 32-23. Second half action ready as Ogama Heights is on the floor. They're ready to go. On our sister station, Hits FM 103.3 and 94.9. It is Oscoda 22 and Whittemore Prescott 17 at the half. Cooper Klan stands on the half-court line in front of us, ready to inbound. He's out there with Kutemash, Gruber, McDaniels, and Dak. So extended sit here for Hudson Hodgins, who is actually not even on the bench over there. Pass inside to Gruber. Gruber up through the contact. He'll be fouled. He'll go to the line to shoot 2. So hopefully everything's all right with Hudson Hodgins. Foul goes on number 2, Garrett. And he was a target. Garrett was all through that first half. I mean, he's 5'6", and, well, Ogama Heights made him pay for that a couple of times.
They did. I mean, you know, you got to find your weaknesses, and you got to find, you know, Ogama Heights found what Gladwin was really struggling with there. They will take advantage of that opportunity for sure.
Second free throw by Klan is good. He missed the first. So that makes it 33-23, 10-point lead here for Ogama Heights. And it'll be Meade who dribbles it up top. Handoff left side to Lucas Meade. Back up top to Nick Wheeler. Nick Wheeler to Seth Meade. And Seth Meade up top. Handoff to Garrett. Brady Garrett on that left side goes to the corner. Nick Wheeler. Wheeler cross court to Meade. Meade pump fakes the corner three. Quinn Kudamash got out there to play good defense. Right side Garrett. Garrett bounce pass into McDonald. McDonald through the lane. Throws it too strong for Lucas Meade. Ball on the ground. Grabbed by Gladwin. And it's Lucas Meade who goes cross court to Nick Wheeler. Wheeler wants to get into McDonald. Does. Has it on the high block. Dribble in. Kick out. Nick Wheeler. Corner three. Short. Rebound. Smallest guy in the court. Garrett. Back to Wheeler. Inside McDonald. Up and under McDonald, but it's cut off. Right wing Seth Meade dribbles into a two, and it's too strong. Rebound comes down to Quinn Kudamash. Up floor, Riley McDaniel's right side. He spins in the lane, goes off the glass, too strong. Rebound to Lucas Meade. Lucas Meade brings it up to Seth Meade. Seth Meade dribbles into the lane, right to Daku, and he scores over the top of Dak. Nice play by Seth Meade.
Right through the contact, too. That's a weight room play right there.
Yeah, I was about to say you fouled him, but he did not. Quinn Kudamash into the lane. Kick out. Oliver Gruber wide open at the top. Knock it down.
Just a little bit of a lackadaisical defense right there by Gladwin. Wide open three, Omaha Heights. He'll convert on it.
Makes it 36-25. Lucas Meade drives. Shot up. Good. Off the high glass. He's got four. Makes it 36-27. Quinn Kudamash will walk it up. And Seth Meade ripped at it. Kudamash able to get away from it. Goes to the free throw line. Now right to the rim, and he scores.
And yeah, Gladwin trying to be aggressive on the ball there. Just missed on the steal. Open up an open lane for a layup there for Kudamash. And he's starting to convert those layups pretty good.
He's got 15 now, 38-27. Nick Wheeler, right wing, up top to Garrett. Garrett will drive right down the lane. Kick out Seth Meade. Pump fake a three back to Garrett in the corner, guarded by Kudamash, who will go back up top. McDaniels reads it and picks it off. Riley McDaniels down the lane. He drives. Little floater at the rim and can't get it to go. That is grabbed by Wheeler. Gets it up to Lucas Meade. Two on one to the rim.
Oh.
Tried to dunk it and he couldn't. Rebound Oliver Gruber. Right side to Klan. Klan down the lane. Too strong. Rebound McDaniels, who scores. Timeout Gladwin. 40-27 Ogama Heights on WKJC, your power station for sports. 40-27 Ogama Heights, 3 minutes into our third quarter. This game brought to you in part by Mercantile Bank of West Branch of Fairview, C.A. Haynes Realty of West Branch, Quality Garage Doors of West Branch, Benjamin Realty of Rose City, and Ace Electric Plumbing and Heating of West Branch. Gladwin with the basketball, trailing by 13. Lucas Meade will jog it up that left side. Bounce pass into McDonald, up and under, which that he's just going to keep going to that move over and over again. Misses it, but rebound Massey, who can't get it, gets his own rebound, he's fouled. And we'll go to the line to shoot two. Got to get in the head of Cade McDonald and realize that the up and under only works from the jump. Just go up with the jump hook that he's going through the first time. If he goes up with that jump hook, they're not jumping at that because they're expecting the up and under. He should be able to score relatively easily. Jace Massey goes to the line. First one is up, and that one's good. Chase Massey provided a little bit of offense off the bench in that first quarter. Good athlete, Jace Massey. You can see that. The way he drives to the lane, good size on him, too. 6'4", junior. Knocks on both free throws. Pretty good, you know, a player like this off the bench. So it's 40-29. Gladwin cuts the lead to 11. McDaniels has the basketball at top, hands it off to Quinn Kudamash. Kudamash will drive to the free throw line. Kick to Klan in the corner. Cooper Klan for three. It's short. And a rebound pulled down by Massey. Massey will hand it off to Seth Meade. Seth Meade will dribble it up. Working on Klan. Drives inside. Quinton Kudamash comes with a double team, ball on the ground, and we're going to get a jump ball as ball will stay with Gladwin. 40-29, Ogemaw Heights. Lucas Meade will inbound. Goes to Seth Meade. He dribbles up top. Right side to Lucas Meade, guarded by Quinn Kudamash. Wants to go inside to McDonald, does. McDonald up, tries the up and under, and blocked by McDonald. And then thrown away as he tried to get it to Massey. Blocked by McDaniels, I should say, not McDonald.
Those turnovers just really racking up for Gladwin here. They just got to slow down a little bit. They got to just take it in little pieces, chunks by chunks, because they can't get it all right back in one. They're down 11 right now. They still got half the quarter left, but they're just trying to force the issue a little too much.
Cooper Klan will bring it up. He'll hand it off to Oliver Gruber. Gruber left side to Klan. Cooper Klan for three. Short again. And rebound to Gladwin. Flying G's fighting for it. Able to get it. And now a foul going to be called as Massey got the basketball, but he was fouled. A blocking foul is called on Quinn Kudamash, his second, team second. Still haven't seen Hudson Hodgins emerge from the locker room yet. Hopefully he's all right. Gladwin will bring it up. Seth Massey handed off, or Seth Meade, will hand it off to Massey. He has the ball left side. Drives down that baseline. Right to the rim. Goes up and scores. New leading scorer here for Gladwin. He's got eight. And then it's picked off by Seth Meade down the floor. Nick Wheeler with the basketball as Sawyer Dak was the target. Wheeler drives inside. Hop step. And left hand goes. 40-33.
That's a big 4 points right there for Gladwin. They're starting to pick it up a little bit. And, you know, Massey's been a huge part of that. Coming off the bench here, playing some significant minutes, getting rebounds and points in a hurry.
Quinn Kudamash, basketball up top. Screened by Clay. And Kudamash to the rim. Blocked by Wheeler. And grabbed by Massey. He's stuck and is able to find Wheeler. They got to get across the timeline. Lucas Meade. Now they do. Drive right to the rim. Lucas Meade. And he's fouled. He'll go to the line to shoot two. As I think Dak's going to pick up a foul.
What a huge block right there by Wheeler. He got up. Kudamash looks like he had one of those easy layups like he's been having the last couple of quarters here pretty easily. And Wheeler came up, and he got up there high.
That's one of those things that sticks in your head, too, because now next time Kudamash drives, going to be looking for 11.
Yep.
Free throw by Meade. That one's good, and lead being cut. Lucas Meade makes it 40-34. As Dalton Peters will check back into the game. A little bit more size out there. Second free throw by Meade is good. And it's 40-35. Cooper Klan will walk it across. Right side to Gruber. Back up top to Klan. Cooper Klan out by the logo. Now goes to McDaniels, who drives inside. Tries to go up through the contact. And wow, how did he get that one to go?
That's an impressive finish right there for sure.
Finishes over the much taller Dalton Peters, but gets the lead back to 7, 42-35. Lucas Meade stops, goes down low, and a foul going to be called as they try to get it down low. Dalton Peters, looks like Quinn Kudamash will pick up his third foul. Now, with, again, Hodgins not on the floor. Ogemaw's got to try and, again, rework those roles. They got to find someone else who can step up around Quinn Kudamash. Right side, a three, too long. Rebound fought for, controlled by Sawyer Dak. It's then knocked out of bounds by Gladwin.
It's a big-time rebound right there by Sawyer Dak. There's two Gladwin kids who went right with him at the same time. He was able to come out with it. And, you know, it's a seven-point game, but, you know, Gladwin starts to seem like they're playing a little bit better. It feels like a lot closer game than they're right now.
Cooper Klan up top to Ryland McDaniels. McDaniels will drive to the free throw line. Out to Klan. Klan down the lane. Left hand on the right side. No good. Rebound Sawyer Dak. And Dak is fouled. He'll go to the line to shoot two. Second chance points have been big for both sides today. So there's a chance for Sawyer Dak to get that lead back up to 9. With 1:39 to play here in the third. Couple of dribbles. First free throw by Dak is long. This game brought to you in part by West Branch Furniture and Mattress Outlet, Late Precision Machine of West Branch, Cornelius Chevrolet of Rose City, Roy Simmons and Sons Well Drilling of West Branch, Pointer Hill Saddlery of West Branch, and Charles Wangler Sales in West Branch. Sawyer Dak's second free throw is short. Rebound comes down to Dalton Peters. Stays 42-35. Ogemaw Heights in the lead. Seth Mead up top. Hand off Lucas Mead. Lucas Mead a three from the left wing. Knock it down. He's got seven in the quarter, and it's 42-38. Gladwin is chipped away with a big third quarter. Quinton Kudamash at the top of the key. Standing at the volleyball line. Screen for McDaniels on that right side. Back to McDaniels down low. He goes up through Peters. Got his own rebound and then fouled by Peters. He'll go to the line to shoot two.
Seems like every shot that's going down in the paint here both ways are really getting contested. It's, it's what we expected. I mean, this is the type of game we expected for sure.
Cam Miller and Mason Dunn will check in at the next horn, so after this free throw by McDaniels, and that one's long. That's so important, man. Missed the last three. Kudamash and Dak will check out. So they'll give Kudamash a minute and 4 seconds here of a break. McDaniels' second free throw rims out. Back-to-back trips of Ofer at the free throw line for Ogemaw Heights. Lucas Mead drives right side on Gruber. Got it to go, and he's fouled. And it's 42-40, and a chance for one more. That is now 9 points in the quarter for Lucas Mead, and a chance to make it 10 and to cut the lead to one. And he does. And just like that, it's 42-41. Ogemaw Heights still in the lead. Gruber will bring it up. 49 seconds remaining. Screen by McDaniels. Gruber drives left side. Kick out to Miller. Miller will dribble back up top. Drive, kick to McDaniels. McDaniels down the baseline to Gruber in that left corner. Now up top to Miller. Miller to Klan. Klan thought about the three. Instead, will dribble it back out. Right side, McDaniels. McDaniels screen from Dunn, works away from it, drives in, goes up over the top, and a blocking foul going to be called on Nick Wheeler, which will send McDaniels to the line.
Interesting call. Interesting.
Might have got a little bailed out, but, you know, I mean, Wheeler was on him, but that's a tough one. So they are going to say that was during the shot. So McDaniels at the line to shoot two. First one good. McDaniels 5 points in the quarter. So makes it 43-41. Massey will check out. What great minutes he's played in this game.
What a huge third quarter for him coming in and giving his team a big boost here.
Second free throw here by McDaniels. Good as well. Gets it back to 44-41, 21 seconds remaining in the quarter. Lucas Mead left side. Three will tie it. Two will bring it within one again. Standing out the volleyball line, Gladwin will hold for one shot. Peter's going to set a screen. They just switch with Mason Dunn. Mead drives right side, goes up, little strong, rebound, comes down to Dunn. 3 seconds. They're not going to get a shot off. Gruber just fires it up court. So at the end of three, Ogemaw Heights 44, but Gladwin cuts into the lead. They have 41 in WKJC, your power station for sports. Ready for a great fourth quarter here as the Ogemaw Heights Falcons start with the basketball. Eventually, we're ready for a fourth quarter. Both teams ready for a fourth quarter. Officials are not. Oh, okay. Maybe had a fan throw something out on the court.
Oh, come on, Brad. Don't say it was a fan. I saw you chuck that popcorn right here, trying to show off that arm, saying you still got it. Come on now.
Right side, Oliver Gruber for Ogemaw Heights, leading by three. Up top to Sawyer Dak. Sawyer Dak right side to Cooper Klan. Klan cut off by Seth Mead. And another play call comes in. Right side, Oliver Gruber. Gruber drives to the free throw line. He stops, looking, goes to McDaniels up top. McDaniels back to Gruber. Pump fake three. Good defense by Mead. Pushes Mead off of him. Goes inside to Klan. A jump hook by Cooper Klan. Can't get it to go, but a foul going to come here on Sawyer Dak going over the back. That is going to be the team's seventh. Team six. Dak's third, team six. Though Gladwin will shoot free throws the rest of the quarter. Gladwin with four team fouls, so they still have two to give. Left side, Massey goes inside to Mead. Mead right through the contact and can't get it to go, but he will go to the line to shoot two. Lucas Mead at the free throw line. Not sure if this is a good or a bad sign, but Hudson Hodgins finally walks out to the bench as Mead makes the first free throw. He had 10 points in that third quarter. Walking out with a bag of ice. Putting a shoe on. So who knows? We'll see if he might try and give it a go the rest of the game. Second free throw by Mead is good as well. Lucas Mead, who had only 2 points in the first half, now a tremendous quarter here. Right side, Oliver Gruber. 44-43, Ogama Heights. Goes to McDaniels in the corner. To Cooper Klan down low. Goes up through the contact. No good. Rebound pulled down by Massey. Massey will give it to Seth Mead. And Gladwin a chance to take their first lead of the second half. Left side, Massey. Goes to Dalton Peters. Peters, right side to Seth Mead. Guarded by Kudamash. Back up top to Nick Wheeler. Wheeler goes to the corner where you have Peters. Peters, Wheeler on the right side. He'll drive into the lane. Little left-hand floater way too short. And a rebound down to Quinn Kudamash. Kudamash will dribble right up the court, right down the lane, right over Massey. Can't get it to go. And a rebound by Massey. And ball is bounced through the zone, and they're going to say off of Ogama Heights. So Gladwin will keep it. 44-43, Ogama Heights. Got a good one. 6:14 to play. Wheeler inbounds right side. Cross court to Seth Mead. Back to the corner, Lucas Mead. Guarded by Quinn Kudamash. Cut off by Kudamash. Mead picks up his dribble. Goes back up top. That's Seth Mead, the sophomore. 6 minutes to play. Right side, Nick Wheeler. For Gladwin. Inside to Peters. He's double teamed. And it's going to be picked off down low. And a foul here coming on Massey. He just went for the ball hard.
You know, I was just getting ready to say that Gladwin's played a lot cleaner basketball than they turned it over. I was almost going to say it. They played a lot cleaner, especially late in that third quarter there, that helped them get back in this and make it a one-point game right now.
Ogama Heights will dribble it up. Fifth team foul, first down Massey, as Kudamash will bring it up. It's on that left side by the volleyball line. Looking. Will go inside to Dunn, who's at the elbow. Hand off Gruber. Gruber will pass it to McDaniels. McDaniels in the lane. Tries to go over Wheeler. A little floater is good. 10 points on the night now for Rylan McDaniels. Back to a three-point game, 46-43. Seth Mead, right side to Massey. Massey down low to Lucas Mead. Lucas Mead to Peters at the free throw line for a jumper. Too strong. Rebound by Wheeler. Goes up. Too short. Rebound again by Wheeler. He's fouled. He'll go to the line to shoot two.
What an effort there by Wheeler getting both those rebounds. Now he has 10 rebounds on the game. But, you know, he missed that first layup, came back, got his own rebound, went up there, drew the contact. Now he's going to the line. Great effort.
He's got 4 points on the night. Chance to make it 5 and 6. 5:06 to play here in our fourth quarter. First free throw is short. McDonald will check back in. Peters will check out. And Sawyer Dak will check in. Quinn Kudamash will check out. They'll give him one more breather, I think, before the stretch run here. We're going to need him with Hodgins still with ice on his foot over there. Wheeler's second free throw is good. Cooper Klan will walk it up. It's 46-44 Ogemaw Heights. 5 minutes to play in this district quarterfinal. Winner will play Standish Sterling. Cooper Klan with the basketball, being harassed by Meade. Now he throws it away to Wheeler. Nick Wheeler drives inside. Euro step on Gruber, and really not close. And a rebound pulled down by McDonald. McDonald out to Massey. Massey to the lane. We're tied. Timeout. Ogemaw Heights take one with them. Tied at 46 on WKJC, your power station for sports. Tied at 46, Ogemaw Heights seen their 9-point lead at halftime go away. And if you're Coach Jennings there, Grant, what are you saying to your team? Try and get them to get back in this a little.
I'm trying to slow them down a little bit. You know, I'm trying to let them breathe. I mean, they've been falling a little bit. They've been turning the ball over a little bit more. Let's calm down. We understand that Hodgins is out right now, but we got to take care of our business like we've done all season long at our best moments late in the game here.
Kudamash, Euro step through the lane. Can't get it to go. Rebound by Seth Meade. Got the open look. We're just a little too strong. Seth Meade hands it off. Lucas Meade. Pump fake at the top. Hands off to Wheeler. Nick Wheeler stuck at the free throw line. Will go to Seth Meade. 4 minutes to play. Tied at 46. I'll say again, three of the four district games between these two as Wheeler lays it up and in. Three of the four district games between these two have gone to overtime. Kudamash, a little mid-range jumper, no good. And a travel on the rebound by Nick Wheeler as he caught it and fell to the ground. So it'll stay with Ogemaw Heights. Ogemaw Heights will inbound from underneath. Gladwin with their first lead since the first quarter, 48-46. Up top, Cooper Klan. Back to Gruber in the left corner. Down to McDaniels. McDaniels, bounce pass to Dak, out to Kudamash. He'll shoot the three, it's well short. And a rebound, knocked out of bounds by Oliver Gruber. And so Gladwin with a 2-point lead, 3:26 to play, looks to add. Seth Meade will dribble it up. Guarded by Cooper Klan, top of the key. Right side, Nick Wheeler. Wheeler, right side, Meade in the corner. He looks to get it down to McDonald. Nothing there. He goes up top by the volleyball line to Lucas Meade. He's had a tremendous second half. Lucas Meade at the free throw line. Picks up his dribble. Goes to Wheeler. Wheeler, little short corner jumper. McDonald, it's good!
What a pass right there. Thought for sure he's going to go for a layup. Really found the guy right there in the mid-range. Able to connect on it. Now they got a 4-point lead less than 3 minutes to go.
50-46. Gladwin lead. Kudamash drives down the baseline. Goes up over Wheeler. Can't get it to go. And a rebound by Massey. Brought up by Seth Meade. Meade up top. Drives straight down the lane. Little up and under, nothing there. So now he just turns and fades, though, and no good as no one got open. Rebound, Oliver Gruber. 2:15 to play. Gruber will bring it up for Ogemaw Heights. Bounce pass to the corner. McDaniels drives baseline. Little reverse, no good. Rebound by Wheeler. Ogemaw Heights has gone frozen here in the fourth quarter. Only 2 points. Lucas Meade has it knocked out of bounds as he tried to drive baseline. 2 minutes even to play. And it'll be Seth Meade inbounding underneath for Gladwin. And up top to Lucas Meade. Now to Massey. Massey left side to Nick Wheeler in the corner. Back up top, Seth Meade. Couple of jab steps. Works to the top of the key. Klan and Kudamash walk out there. And left side, Lucas Meade. And now you got to play pressure defense. 1:42 to play. Lucas Meade standing out by the volleyball line. He drives inside. Goes up through the contact. Gladwin leads by six. Riley McDaniels at half court. Goes left corner. Quinn Kudamash just be big. No. And a rebound knocked out of bounds by Gladwin. And that's what both officials have. It's knocked out of bounds by Gladwin. 6-point lead, 120 remaining. Gladwin has called all the way back, 52-46. Gruber inbounds underneath. Looking, no one moving out of this Ogama Heights team. Left side, Sawyer Dak. Dak drives. Floater in the lane, no good. Rebound, Wheeler. And now Seth Mead with 70 seconds remaining. Brings it across the timeline. Poked away, but Mead able to go grab it. And now up top to Lucas Mead. Down low, knocked away by Gruber. Out of bounds, 59.3 left. Gladwin leads by 6. And now it'll be Lucas Mead inbounding. And Ogama Heights got a timeout. I'm surprised they gave it to him with Mead having the ball in his hands. 52-46 Gladwin. 1 minute to play in WKJC, your power station for sports. Gladwin with the basketball, and they lead by 6, 52-46, 59.3 left here in our fourth quarter. Lucas Beadle inbound for Gladwin. Looking, and now we'll go up top to Seth Mead. They're double-teaming with McDaniels and Miller. They will foul with McDaniels, and they got to start playing the foul game here. McDaniels picks up a foul. It'll be a 1-1. And now they'll bring Quinn Kudamash back into the game. Well, offense, defense, which they can't foul with Kudamash because he has 4. And they need him. But you're going to need Klan, McDaniels, or Gruber to knock home a shot here. Front end of the 1-1 made by Seth Mead, and it's a 3-possession game.
I think it's time for Ogama Heights to start finding that 3-point shot and just letting it fly. I mean, if you can get an open one, you can't hesitate on it. And those guys you mentioned right there, Gruber and Klan, they had the ability to show that they make those shots many times.
Second free throw short. Rebound on the ground. And I think a foul just got called on Ogama Heights. And they did. Caden McDonald came down with the rebound. He was fouled by Cooper Klan. He'll go to the line to shoot 2 shots. 53.1 on the clock. It's a 7-point lead. Chance to make it 9. Free throw is good. Thirteen to 2 so far in this quarter. Second free throw, McDonald, no good, but rebound to Lucas Mead, who just runs out to the half court line, and then he'll be fouled by McDaniels. And Lucas Mead will shoot 2 more free throws. And a chance to make it a 10-point lead. Offensive rebounds have absolutely killed Ogama Heights in this game.
Yeah, I mean, the rebound battle is just, it's the game. I mean, that's a huge point right there for Gladwin. They had success with it early in the first half, but then they were turning the ball over a lot. Now they've really handled their turnovers a lot better second half and able to control those rebounds too. So, it's what a fourth quarter by Gladwin here. What a second half.
What a second half indeed. Lucas Mead's second free throw. That one's good. Can't offensive rebound to make. And it's a 10-point lead. 56-46. Gruber will bring it up. 45 seconds left. He'll step back. Wanted to shoot a 3 to McDaniels. They got to shoot a 3. McDaniels drives in. Makes a 2. 8-point game. And thrown up to Massey. Massey to McDonald, who's alone underneath the rim. He'll lay it up. He'll lay it in. McDonald makes it a 10-point game again. 25 seconds left. Kudamash throws it up at the rim. No good. Rebound grabbed by McDonald. Up to Lucas Mead. And he's alone to the rim and lays it up and in. He wanted to dunk it. Realized he wasn't going to get there, either that or he just didn't want to show off. And it's 60-48. 10 seconds left. Kudamash dribbles into a 3. No good. And a rebound by Caden McDonald. And that is going to wrap up this basketball game. Gladwin comes back, dominates the second half, especially the fourth quarter, as they win the fourth quarter 19-4 to win the game 60-48. We'll be back to wrap it up here on WKJC, your power station for sports.